June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring to you the man who knows everything about the Dallas Mavericks and gets it done for the Dallas Morning News. It is Mike Curtis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, but I do have a question. So our producer Jacob calls you and we set up this interview, yet I texted you multiple times and nothing happened. What happened? Have I run afoul of you?
No, not at all. I've gotten so many texts, so many requests for interviews, and it was a lot to manage. So I do apologize for that.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. And the formality of the phone call, it's nice. People still appreciate it. I like that. All right. So
yeah
absolutely. So you were at the draft, yes?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Is there any chance you can identify the person who asked the first question to Cooper Flagg about the conspiracy theory that the NBA gifted Dallas with the number one draft pick and expected him to have an answer for that?
I cannot identify that person because I missed the first question. I wasn't in there for the first question, and when I saw that first question listed on the transcript, I was very surprised. But Cooper handled it like a pro. He's been doing this media thing for a while, and it's hard to trip him up or get him to go in a direction that he doesn't want to go in. That's one of the main things that I've noticed so far in probably two or three of his pressers that he's had during the pre-draft process.
I'm not saying it's his fault, because obviously it's not, but I feel like to some people, Cooper Flagg has kind of been, you know, put in the Tim Tebow category of I'm just tired of hearing about him so much. And like, I was looking at over unders for his rookie season, 16.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. That feels like that would be incredibly impressive as a rookie. But I feel like the hype level to some people is so high, they might view that as a disappointment.
I don't think it's a disappointment, especially if you just watch his game in totality and you see he's able to do so many different things well. I think that's the biggest thing that stands out about his game. Like, he can rebound, he can defend, he can score from all three levels. He's a rim protector. He's a lob threat. He is literally everything that you want in a basketball player. And if he can't do it, I wrote this story on him last week, he has the determination and will to get better at it. Just from talking to people closer to him, they say he has a relentless work ethic, and he's one of the most competitive people you'll find. So I think they're getting a really good player in Cooper Flagg.
I know you just kind of broke it down to a certain extent. I was hoping we could go back to the defense, because anybody who watched him in college or people that watch him on the AAU circuit, can you tell us just a little bit more about his defensive versatility? Because I think he can defend 2 through 4 straight away, and I think there are some people who think he can defend even more than that.
Yeah, for sure. He has the ability to switch 1 through 5. He has a 7-foot wingspan. He's very long, and he's able to use his feet well. He can move with the best of them. I wouldn't be surprised if he's if they put him on the best perimeter player especially as the season goes on. I'm pretty sure he'll have to adjust to the NBA game, but I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season he's guarding the likes of the LeBrons, the Jason Tatums, even though Jason Tatum will miss most of the season. But just perimeter guys like that, even if it's just in bursts or even if it's like during the fourth quarter.
Do you have a comp that you like the most for him, Mike? Is there somebody that you look at and say this kind of reminds me of Flag?
Yeah, I've heard the comparisons to Andre Kirilenko. Andre Kirilenko was a really good player back in the day. Had that two-way defensive skill set. But from people I've spoken to, and I can see where they're going when they say this, they liken him to Giannis Antetokounmpo. They liken him to LeBron James without the elite athleticism. But just from like a processing standpoint, they say his IQ is off the charts and he's able to make really good reads in a short amount of time. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see Cooper handling the ball, especially early on while Kyrie is out.
Yeah, and you said maybe not elite athleticism, but he does still have top-notch athleticism, right?
Yeah, for sure. I was doing the comparison in terms of LeBron, which is an athlete we've never seen before. But yeah, I don't know if guys remember, but like when he had that dunk against UCLA, that was a dunk that probably broke the internet. But he's able to use the athleticism on the defensive end too. So like when he soars for these blocks and rejections, he's blocking it to the fifth row. And I think he's also able to block shots to a point where they can stay in play. And he can even turn that into transition opportunities for his team. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how his game kind of translates to the next level.
Now, one of the things that's probably not surprising to anybody is Cooper Flagg is a heavy favorite to be Rookie of the Year. Now, second, although quite a bit behind, is Trey Johnson. And I know you had a story about Trey Johnson. He's a local kid. What is it that you think Trey Johnson brings to the table in the NBA? Because I have to admit, when the Mavericks first moved into the top four, I was like, ooh, maybe we can get Trey Johnson, because I did not actually think we would get the number one pick.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people thought that it would go this way. But as far as Trey Johnson's concerned, I think he's one of the best shooters in the draft, if not the best. Averaged 40% from three from Texas. He's able to shoot in a variety of ways. He can catch and shoot. He can do it off the bounce. I think he's really a really gifted scorer. And I spoke to his high school coach as well, and he thinks there's a lot of other parts of his game that's kind of going under the radar, like his defense and his playmaking. I know every draft prospect has things that they want to get better at, want to improve. I think those two are on the list for Trey.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, but as far as just being a pure scorer, someone you can give the ball to and they can just go get a bucket, I think that's where he's going to fit really well in Washington. That's going to be interesting, though, because they do have that bevy of veterans over there. They just acquired CJ McCollum. They got Marcus Smart. So it's going to be interesting.
Mike,
Chris Middleton as well.
Yeah, have you gotten a sense in regards to Flag of like how much of a presence he will have with the Summer League?
I don't as of now, and that's actually something that I was curious in finding out today at his press conference. It's interesting because his debut is going to be on July 10th, a little over in less than 2 weeks, against the Los Angeles Lakers. That team is going to be headlined by Bronny James and Dalton Connect. So the NBA knows what it's doing with that Dallas and LA matchup.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm with you about that. I saw that schedule as well, and I was like, ooh, intriguing. Now, not to get lost in all of the Cooper Flagg shuffle, I just want to go back in the move of the re-sign of Kyrie Irving and then creating the $5.7 million taxpayer mid-level exception, and then the extension of Daniel Gafford. How are you feeling about those moves, both in terms of keeping the players and potential financial, a little bit of financial flex?
Yeah, I thought they were smart. I don't think there was a doubt that Kyrie Irving wouldn't be back with this team next season. It was just a matter of how is it going to happen, how is his next contract going to look. So you get Kyrie for 2 more years guaranteed. He has a third option for 27 and 28, and that contractually aligns with Anthony Davis's contract. Oh. You lock down Gafford for 3 more years. So your front court is solidified. It's secure. And it's probably one of the best front courts in the league, if not the best. So I thought it was a really good move for the Mavericks to get those guys locked down. And obviously, the first year of Kyrie's extension, it creates the 5.7 taxpayer mid-level exception. And that gives Nico Harris and the rest of the front office the ability to go out and get a quality guard in free agency.
Like D'Angelo Russell.
I know that name's been floated around. Yeah, D'Angelo Russell. You could look at Chris Paul. You could look at a guy like Malcolm Brogdon. There are some names out there. Dennis Schroeder is another one.
Do you have a hierarchy? Because we talked about that the other day. I think I would be Chris Paul ahead of Russell and Brogdon.
Yeah, I think if you can get Chris Paul, that would be a great option, especially for a veteran club. You don't have to teach him anything. He's been in this league 20 years. He's seen every type of offense, seen every type of defense. And I think what's even more impressive is the fact that even at his age, he played all 82 games last year. I think it was the second time in his career that he's done that, and it was there 10 years apart, which I thought that was pretty cool. But if you're able to go get a guy like that to kind of man the fort down until Kyrie comes back, and then he's able to slide into that backup point guard role, and you pretty much don't miss a beat offensively setting up the offense when you have two creators like that.
Mike Curtis, Dallas Morning News, with us here on The Fan. What did you make of all the Jason Kidd stuff? And do you feel like if it was in his perfect world, he would be the coach of the Knicks right now?
Ooh. I don't have a sense of that, honestly. I haven't spoken to him about it. It's interesting because the Knicks pretty much went after, I want to say, five coaches who are already employed by other teams.
Right.
But it seems as if they really wanted Jason Kidd to be their next head coach. Which I get it. There's a connection there with Jalen Brunson. Obviously, Brunson spent his rookie season playing under Jason Kidd. Kidd was a former Knick. He's already handled the pressure of being a coach in that market, obviously being a coach of the Brooklyn Nets during his first go-around as a coach. So I see the appeal. He's taken the Mavericks to the Western Conference Finals twice over the last 4 years, and had one finals appearance. So the credentials are there. He's a very attractive candidate as a coach, but he's employed by the Mavericks. So,
And
Nico Harrison recently said that he will be back next season. So,
okay, all right. Now, do you think Nico Harrison will say again that fortune favors the bold today?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what Nico will say.
Probably shouldn't, though, right?
I thought it was a very interesting quote. I'll say that. I think it was great for us as writers and content creators and reporters. So,
right. Now, speaking of, I mean, I know obviously you cover the Mavs a whole lot, but were you able to get a press pass or did you pay the money to get a ticket for the American Airlines Center tonight? Because we got another big basketball game.
Yeah, I will be at the AAC tonight. Unfortunately, I won't be a spectator. I will be working the game, but I am looking forward to seeing this game between the Wings and the Fever. And if Caitlin plays, I think there's going to be a lot of happy basketball fans in the building tonight.
Absolutely. How impressive is it that you're looking at, and I know this has been the case for other Caitlin Clark games, and the Wings have started to get into this position, but you have talk about tickets on the secondary market for the WNBA and the prices just because of the popularity of this event.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It just shows that the game is growing. A lot of people are invested in women's basketball, and they see it as appealing, if not more appealing than the men's game. I know specifically when NCAA March Madness rolls around, I'm more interested in watching a women's tournament than I am the men's. And it's so much more fundamental. I think it's so much more pure. I really enjoy it. I don't know if those who know personally, but I used to cover Syracuse women's basketball when I was at Syracuse.com. So I started out covering the women's game, and I really enjoy it.
All right, man, I actually didn't know that. So appreciate the time. I know you got to get to the presser. Thank you very much for the insight as well, good sir.
No problem. Thank you as always.
Absolutely. There you go. Mike Curtis from the Dallas Morning News right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Dylan Brooks X, fight ruining alcohol monitors and every other runner in this race. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.